愿大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
今天从诗篇107篇，我们一起来学习困境中的盼望。
Tonight from Psalm 107, we will learn about hope in adversity。
我们人一生哦，多多少少遇到困境。
We will all face difficulties in our lives。
那怎么让困境成为我们信仰的一个成长的机会啊，这非常好，非常重要。
And it is very important to know how we can turn adversity into an opportunity for our faith to grow.
我们大家都希望活得安逸无虑。
We all hope to live comfortable lives.
但是阿摩斯书说，安逸无虑的有祸了。
But in the book of Amos, it says, "Woe to those who live comfortably."
为什么？
Why?
因为生活太舒服，人不会想要寻求神。
When life is too comfortable, people do not seek after God.
所以有时候神让我们遇到困难，就是要在困难当中，让我们的信仰有改变，有成长。
So sometimes God gives us adversity so that in our adversity, our faith can grow.
好，我们先来看诗篇的107篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 107.
诗篇的107篇
Psalm 107
第六节
Verse 6 Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distresses.
这个第六节讲他们在苦难中哀求神
Verse 6 it says, Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
这一句话出现四次。
This phrase appears four times.
在苦难中哀求神。
They cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
然后神怎么回应呢？
And how did the Lord answer?
神从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
He saved them from their distresses.
所以在苦难当中就体会到神搭救他们。
So in their trouble, they experienced God saving them.
神看不见。
You cannot see God.
所以有时候我们信主很久，如果信仰没有体验，信到最后有没有神都一个大问号。
So if we never experience God, even though we have believed for a long time, sometimes we may even question whether God exists.
但是在困境当中，我们呼求神，神有一个回应。这就是我们的体验。
But in our time of trouble, when we cry out to God and God answers, then that is how we experience God.
所以我们跟神的关系又更活泼，又更亲近。
And so we can have a more lively relationship with God.
好，那在107篇的第一节
In Psalm 107, verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good; for His mercy is everlasting."
这里讲神本为善。
It says here that the Lord is good.
然后他的慈爱永远长存。
His mercy is everlasting.
神没有恶。
There is no evil in God.
但是人里面有很多的不义。
There is a lot of unrighteousness in us human beings.
这是人跟神不同的地方。
This is how a man differs from God.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His mercy is everlasting.
所以为什么神会回应人的呼求？
Why is it that God will answer the cries of humans?
因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Because his mercy is everlasting.
那这个四个危机，呼求神，神拯救他们。是对谁讲的？
So these four crises, in which they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, who is this referring to?
我们如果看诗篇，这个是写给以色列人啊。
So this psalm was written for the Israelites.
我不是以色列人啊。
But I am not an Israelite.
这跟我有什么关系？
What does this have to do with me?
我们先看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. The redeemed of the Lord shall say so.Those whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
这个第二节讲愿神的属民说这个话。
It says here, the redeemed of the Lord shall say so.
那什么是属民？
Who are the redeemed?
在诗篇里面那个时代，这个俗名就是他从仇敌手中所救赎的。
From this psalm, those whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
那又是谁？
And who is that?
第三节，
Verse 3.
从各地东西南北所招聚来的。
And gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
因为耶利米先知曾经预言你们要被掳七十年。
The prophet Jeremiah once prophesied that you will be taken captive 70 years.
因为他不愿意回头
。Because they were not willing to turn back.
所以真的就被巴比伦灭国，然后掳走了。
So the kingdom of Judah was taken captive by Babylon.
那是七十年期满。
And after 70 years,
神就感动波斯王，他没有在拜天上这一位神哦。神感动他，他就下命令让以色列百姓回去。
God moved the king of Persia, who did not worship the same God. He moved him to command the Jews to return.
好，所以这个俗民在当时就是被掳的人回来。
So the redeemed are the people who were taken captive and have came back.
那神为什么要带他们回来？
Why did God bring them back?
好，我们来看耶利米书三十一章。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
好，耶利米书的三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
三十一章的第十节。
31:10. Hear the word of the Lord, you nations, and declare it in the way. Declare it in the coastlands far away, and say, He who scattered Israel will gather him, and he will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock.
这个地方讲哈，赶散以色列的哈必遭聚，又看守他，好像牧人在看守羊群。
Here it says, He who scattered Israel will gather him, and he will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock.
那这个神让他被赶散哦。然后目的是好的。
So the purpose of God scattering Israel was good.
所以我们刚刚看那个第一节神是善的。
So in Psalm 107 verse 1, it said that God is good.
所以被赶散这个心是好的，因为这样他们才会回头。
So he scattered them for their good so that they had the heart to return to him.
那时间到了，他要召聚他们，要看守他们。好像牧人看守羊群。
And at the appropriate time, he will gather him and he will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock.
所以被赶散了，神没有忘记他们，神也没有不理他们。
So after he has scattered them, God did not forget about them.
所以有时候我们遇到困境神并没有离开我们。
So when we face adversity, God has not left us.
神也没有忘记我们。
God has not forgotten about us.
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and redeemed him from the hand of him who was stronger than he.
这个地方讲神救赎的雅各，雅各是谁？就是以色列。
The Lord has ransomed Jacob, and Jacob is Israel.
就是神的选民。
The people of God.
那救赎比他脱离更强之人的手。
He redeemed him from the hand of him who was stronger than he.
那今天呢，这个救赎这个字圣经里面讲我们是主耶稣的宝血所救赎的。
The Bible mentions that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
所以当时的俗民就是现在受洗归入主耶稣名下的这些人，就是你我，我们大家。
The people who are redeemed are those who have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Which is you and me.
那神要我们回来寻找来亲近他，目的是什么？
So what is the purpose for God allowing us to return to him and to draw near to him?
好，我们现在回来看诗篇的107篇。
Let's return to Psalm 107.
第一个苦难就是从第四节到第九节。
The first adversity is from verse 4 to 9.
好，我们看第四节，请。
Verse 4, they wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city.
第五节。
Verse 5, they were hungry and thirsty. Their souls felt weak within them. Verse 6, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distresses.
好, 第七节,
verse 7, he also had them walk on a straight way to go to an inhabited city.
好, 第八节,
verse 8, they shall give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and for his wonders to the sons of mankind.
好, 第九节,
verse 9, for he has satisfied the thirsty soul and he has filled the hungry soul with what is good.
好, 如果我们从第四节到第九节, 第一个苦难, 就是旷野中漂流。
So the first adversity from verse 4 to verse 9 was that they wandered in the wilderness.
哦, 你如果到跟 Sacramento 在夏天哦, 很热。
So it is very hot in the summer in Sacramento.
哦, 你想想看哦, 他们在旷野中漂流, 找不到方向。
So they wandered in the wilderness and they cannot find their direction.
找不到方向, 你就找不到休息的地方。
So if they had no direction, they could not find a resting place.
哦, 然后, 啊, 第五节, 啊, 又饥又渴, 心里发昏。
In verse 5, they were hungry and thirsty, and their souls felt weak within them.
饥跟渴是肉体在受苦。
They're hungry and thirsty, their physical bodies were suffering.
啊, 心里发昏, 这是心, 心的受苦。
And if your soul is feeling weak, that's the suffering of the soul.
那我们活在这个世界上，有时候真的是漂泊。
When we live in this world, it is as if we are wandering.
你这样来看哦，如果你来美国三四年，你搬过几个地方。
If you think about it, if you have came to the U.S. for about 30 years, how many times have you moved?
那如果你再继续住三四年，又会搬过几个地方，你不知道。
If you live for another 30 years, how many times more will you move? You do not know.
你有看那个美国买房子的六年就卖房一次。
So in the U.S., typically after 6 years, a person will sell their house.
所以我们在美国漂泊。
So we wander in the U.S.
工作发生困难，你就要搬了。
When there are difficulties in our careers, then we have to move.
那这个漂泊哦，外面搬家这个不是最大的问题呀。
But wandering outwardly, when we move homes, this is not a big problem.
最大的问题是，我在美国搬来搬去，到底我活着是要做什么？
The biggest problem is I live in the U.S. and ultimately, what is my purpose here?
难道我来美国就是只是为了工作吗？
Do I come to the U.S. just so I can work?
应该不是吧。
Probably not.
如果你只是为了工作，你到退休没有工作，那怎么办？
If you come here just to work and after you retire, what are you going to do?
那这个漂泊当中，就这里讲，又饥又渴，肉体很辛苦，然后心灵发昏。
So here they were hungry and thirsty, and their souls felt weak within them.
那下面，第四节，找不到可住的城邑。
Verse 4 it says that they did not find a way to an inhabited city.
那这个城邑现在来讲是什么？
What is the city for us today?
找到城邑，你就找到安歇的地方，你就有东西吃，有水喝。
If you have found an inhabited city, you have found a place to live, and you have food to eat and water to drink.
好，我们现在回到我们刚刚读的 耶利米书31章。
So let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 31.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 12. They will come and shout for joy on the height of Zion, and they will be radiant over the bounty of the Lord, over the grain, the new wine, the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. And their life will be like a watered garden, and they will never languish again.
如果我们看这个十二节描写，真的是非常美的一个城。
And so from the description of verse 12, it seems like this, the city is very beautiful.
来到西安的高处,
they have come to the height of Zion,
就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
Which is the holy city, New Jerusalem.
今天就是神的城, 教会。
Which is the city of God, the church.
然后下面,
next.
来这里做什么?
What do you do here?
西安的高处, 歌唱, 歌唱什么? 赞美神。
You will come and shout for joy, which is to praise God.
然后, 这里是流归神施恩之地。
And this is the place of where there is the bounty of the Lord.
所以在这个世界里面哦，有一个地方是神施恩的地方是哪里？教会。
So where in this world there is a place where God blesses, which is the church.
因为教会是神同在的地方。
Because the church is where God abides.
哦，所以人一生哦，如果懂得回归啊圣城哦，他就是蒙福的人。
So if a person knows how to return to the holy city, then he will be someone who is blessed.
那蒙什么福？
What kind of blessings will he receive?
下面有五谷、新酒、油、羊羔、牛犊之地。
There will be grain, new wine, oil, and the young of the flock and the herd.
所以这个前面讲哦，这是物质的。
So these are physical blessings.
五谷新酒油羊羔，这都是物质，生活没有缺陷。
Grain, new wine, oil, the flock, the physical life has no lack.
那这也可以指的灵性来讲。
But we can also talk about this spiritually.
在旷野，神给他们吃。
In the wilderness, God gave them food to eat.
吃什么？玛纳。
Manna.
这个叫灵食，灵食以今天来讲就是神的话。
This is spiritual food, which today is the word of God.
那他们喝水，矿啊，磐石流水。
They drink water from the rock.
这个叫灵饮。
This is spiritual drink.
今天就是圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
如果我们再看啊。
And then if we continue,
他们的心必像浇灌的园子，他们也不再有一点愁烦。
And their life will be like a watered garden, and they will never languish again.
这个园子常常浇灌，很丰盛。你看花草树木都开得很漂亮。
So when the garden is watered, then there will be flowers and trees, and it will be very beautiful.
所以教会有神同在，那我们每个人的灵性都很丰盛。
So if a church has God's abidance, then the spirituality of each member will be very good.
下面啊，他们不再有愁烦。
And they will never languish again.
不是没有困难哦。
Not that they will never encounter difficulties.
不是说没有困难哦。因为神同在啊，你就很喜乐。
It's because of the abidance of God, everybody will be very joyful.
你吃灵粮喝灵水，你就很喜乐。
When we eat spiritual food and drink spiritual drink, you'll be very joyful.
所以十三节。
Verse 13.
处女必欢跳然后少年男老年老的也必一同欢乐，因为我要使他们悲哀变成欢乐，并且安慰他们，使他们的愁烦变成快乐。所以悲哀愁烦变成快乐。
So in verse 13, their mourning will turn into joy.
所以一个人如果在漂流当中能够找到这一座城就有欢乐有满足。
If a person in their wandering can find this city, then they will be satisfied.
因此我们回到诗篇的107篇。
Therefore, let us return to Psalm 107.
第四节，在旷野找不到可住的城。
In verse 4, it says that in the wilderness, they could not find an inhabited city.
然后他呼求神以后，
And then after they cried out to the Lord,
到第七节，
In verse 7,
神就领他们行走直路。
He also had them walk on a straight way.
然后使他们住可居住的城邑。
To go to an inhabited city.
你看以色列百姓在旷野走四十年。
So the Israelites wandered in the wilderness 40 years.
那就是一直在绕，不是直路。
So they circled in the wilderness. It was not a straight way.
那到最后就是直路就进去了。
But at the end, it was a straight way and they entered.
那中间就是四十年。
In the middle, there were 40 years.
那这个四十年本来不是神要叫他们走的。
These 40 years were not originally the plan of God.
那所以我们今天我们 人生哦，有时候你如果没有神在带领，就在旷野在绕。
So in our lives, if we do not have we do not have God, then we will be wandering.
哦，那到最后神带领我们直路，我们就进到真的进到我们信仰的最重要一部分，就是圣城。
But God will lead us on a straight way into the holy city.
哦，就是流奶与蜜之地，让我们欢喜快乐的地方。
Which is the land flowing with milk and honey and full of joy.
哦，所以人没有受苦哦，他不会呼求神，他的信仰不会真的走直路来进到圣城。
So without suffering, a person will not seek after God, and they will not walk on the straight way into the city.
哦，所以他就体验不到那种属灵的那种满足。
So they will not experience a spiritual joy.
啊，这是第一个哈。
This is number. This is the first.
然后呼求神，神拯救他。
When a man cries out to the Lord, the Lord saved them.
好，那第二个。
And the second point.
我们看诗篇的107篇。
Psalm 107.
啊，第107篇的第十节。
Psalm 107, verse 10.
啊，请。
There were those who lived in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains.
这个地方讲啊，那些坐在黑暗中死荫的人被困苦和铁链啊捆锁。
There were those who lived in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains.
啊，当然，一个人被铁链捆锁，他就没有自由了。
So of course, when a person is in chains, he has lost his freedom.
哦，但是这里讲这个铁链不是真的，啊，物质那个铁链把人锁住。
But the chains mentioned here are not physical chains.
啊，所以第十节讲啊，坐在黑暗中死荫的人。
In verse 10, it says, those who live in darkness and in the shadow of death.
那圣经里面一谈到黑暗，它最少最少哦，指两件事情。
When the Bible talks about darkness, it refers to two things.
啊，第一个就是死。
The first is death.
啊，所以主耶稣去传福音。
So when Jesus preached the gospel,
圣经说，这应验以赛亚书说，坐在死荫幽谷的人有光照耀他。
The Bible says that this fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah, in which those who sat in the shadow of death, a light has dawned upon them.
哦，所以这个死是一个铁链。
So death is a chain.
你一旦被它链住，你就跑不掉了。
Once you are chained by death, you cannot escape.
因为它是铁链啊。
Because it is a chain.
哦，这是第一个。
This is number one.
啊，那第二个呢？这个黑暗代表罪恶。
Second, darkness refers to sin.
哦，所以罪恶是一个权势。一个 power.
Sin is a power.
哦，它会控制人，所以它也是铁链。
Sin controls a person, so sin is also a chain.
好，我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
十九节。
Verse 19. John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light.
哦，这里讲哦，光来到世间。
So it says here, light has come into the world.
那人为什么不要来信耶稣？
And why do people not want to believe in Jesus?
因为他的行为是恶的。
For their deeds were evil.
接下去就讲，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
So the next verse, everybody who they do not love the light, but they love darkness.
哦，所以为什么人不想要信耶稣？
So why do people not want to believe in Jesus?
啊，因为他喜欢黑暗，他喜欢活在罪里面。
Because they love to live in darkness and in sin.
啊，其实罪并没有真正的啊自由。
But truly, sin is not freedom.
好，所以我们回到诗篇的107篇。
So if we return to Psalm 107.
啊，坐在啊第十节，坐在黑暗死荫的人，被困苦和铁链啊捆锁。
Those who lived in darkness and the shadow of death, they were enchained.
你如果在街上啊看到一个人被铁链捆锁，你一定觉得这个人很可怜。
We will feel pity for a person who is in chained.
那，但是属灵上来说，
but spiritually,
每一个人啊都被死跟罪的铁链所捆锁。
Everybody is in chained by the chains of death and sin.
好，那我们看十一节哈。
Let's read verse 11.
啊，是因为违背神的话，藐视至高者的旨意。
Because they had rebelled against the words of God and rejected the plan of the Most High.
所以人会被铁链、被罪捆锁，是因为亚当出了伊甸园。
People will be enchained by sin and death because Adam departed from the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园里面就没有铁链，没有罪，也没有死。
In the Garden of Eden, there is no chains, there is no death.
所以十一节哈，违背神的话，藐视至高者的旨意。
So in verse 11, because they had rebelled against the words of God and rejected the plan of the Most High.
十二节
verse 12.
所以他劳苦制服他们的心。
Therefore, he humbled their heart with labor.
所以当一个人活在死的阴影，活在罪的捆绑之下，你到最后发现，我们活得很辛苦。
So when a person is living in the shadow of death and in sin, they live a very pitiful life.
所以中文叫做制服他们的心，英文叫 humble， 那人就会谦卑下来。
So in verse 12 it says he humbled their heart.
然后谦卑下来怎么办？
And so what happens after that?
第十三节，在苦难中哀求神。
After they are humbled in verse 13, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
所以人愿意谦卑回来呼求神。
So when a person is willing to humble themselves and cry out to God,
那神就拯救他们。
Then God will save them.
还有十四节哈。
Verse 14.
就从黑暗的死荫领他们，折断他们的捆锁。
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death.
十六节。
Verse 16.
因他打破了铜门，砍断了铁门。
For he has shattered gates of bronze and cut off bars of iron.
所以我们愿意谦卑来寻找神，就从罪里得自由。
When we are willing to humble ourselves and seek after God, we will be set free from sin.
从死亡得自由。
We will be set free from death.
因为有永生，死就不会捆绑我们。
Because we have eternal life, so sin has death has no dominion over us.
所以如果一个人觉得罪跟死在捆绑我们，你要呼求神。
So if we feel that we are under enchained by sin and death, we have to cry out to God.
那神就要拯救我们。
And God will save us.
好，我们再看第三个。
And we will look at the third point.
好，从十七节到二十二节。
From verse 17 to 22.
好，我们看十七节。
Verse 17.Fools, because of their rebellious way and because of their guilty deeds, were afflicted. 18. Their souls loathed all kinds of food, and they came close to the gates of death.
这个十七节讲啊，因自己的过犯跟罪孽便受苦。
In verse 17, it says, because of their rebellious way, they were afflicted.
这一段是讲生病，病痛。
Here it talks about sickness.
因为十九节哈，他们苦难中呼求神。
Because in verse 19, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
然后神就拯救他们。
Then God saved them.
二十节。
Verse 20.
发命医治他们，拯救他们脱离死亡。
He sent His word and healed them and saved them from their destruction.
不是每个病都是因为罪。
Not every sickness is due to sin.
所以有一个瞎眼的人问主耶稣，是他犯罪还是他父母犯罪？
So there was a blind man, and people asked Jesus, did this man sin or did his parents sin?
主耶稣说，也不是他，也不是他父母，是要在他身上显神的荣耀。
And Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents, but that the glory of God may be manifested in him.
但是这一段这个苦难生病是从罪来的。
But in this particular instance, their sickness was from sin.
所以，到十八节哈。
So verse 18.
心里厌恶各样的食物，就临近死门，所以东西也不想吃
Their souls loathed all kinds of food, so they did not want to eat.
那离死就越来越近了。
And so they came close to death.
那这样怎么办呢？
And so what were they to do?
哦，当然，生病去看医生哦。这主耶稣也讲，有病的才用得着医生。
Of course, a person who is sick will go seek after the physician.
哦，但是哦，有时候你怎么看医生也不会好啊。
But sometimes, no matter what doctor you go to see, you will not be healed.
我听到好几个例子哦，但时间到了，神要叫他好哦，原来吃的药再拿来吃就好了。
So I've known so many examples. When the time is, when according to God's timing, when they take the medicine, then they are healed.
哦，所以我们即使看医生也要祷告。
So actually, when we go see the doctor, we also need to pray.
但是如果医生也医不好，你就有最后一个大医生了。
So, but if doctors cannot heal you, we have one, the greatest physician.
就回来呼救神
了。We come back and cry out to God.
所以我们在非洲啊，常常听到这个见证。
So in Africa, we often hear this testimony.
生病很严重。
There's a great sickness.
哎，没有钱看医生。
And they had no money to go see the doctor.
医院也很远。
And the hospital was far away.
那怎么办？
And what could they do?
就来教会祷告。
They came to the church to pray.
把头剃光。
They shaved their head.
拿着草席。
They
教会来祷告一个小时，倒下去，休息两个钟头，再祷告一个小时，休息两个钟头，这样一直继续下去。
So they come to the church, pray for an hour and rest, and then pray for another hour and repeat it.
因为也没路可走啊。
Because they had no other way to take.
有了祷告几天，病就好了。
And after a few days of prayer, their sickness was healed.
所以真的，人如果真的没路可走，你呼求神哦，神就开一条路。
And so when there is no path to take, when we cry out to God, God will make a way.
所以二十一节哈。
So verse 21.
人应当神的慈爱，他的作为来称颂他。
They shall give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and for his wonders to the sons of mankind.
好，那从二十三节开始。
From verse 23.
一直到二十，三十节。
To verse 30.
就是在讲在船中在海中行船。
It mentions the ships in the sea.
所以我们看二十五节。
So,Let us read verse 25.
因他一吩咐狂风，就起来，海中的波浪也扬起。
For he spoke and raised a stormy wind, which lifted the waves of the sea.
所以那个风浪从哪里来？
So where did the waves and wind come from?
他吩咐狂风海就所以从神来的。
So God commanded the wind and the waves to come.
那因为浪很大你看二十六节，他们上到天上，下到海底，心便因患难消化。
So the waves are very high. So in verse 26, they rose up to the heavens, they went down to the depths.
二十七节。
Their soul melted away in their misery. In verse 27.
摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪，好像醉酒的人。
They reeled and staggered like a drunken person and were at their wits' end.
那有时候我们常常就想说，我也没有去坐船啊。
And so we may think, I've never been on a ship before.
那这跟我有什么关系？
What does this have to do with me?
人的一生啊，就好像在海中行船。
The life of a person is like a ship in the sea.
有不测的风云啊，你不晓得什么时候要发生什么。
There are unpredictable winds and rain.
所以这个不测的风云开始一吹，你人生就很多事情了。
So because it's unpredictable, there are many things that happen in life.
等一下抛到上面，等一下抛到下面。
Sometimes you may be lifted up by the waves. Sometimes you may go down.
也可能指我们所遇到的人，也可能指我们所遇到的事情。
It may be the people that you encounter or the things that we encounter.
都有可能。
These are all possibilities.
那当我们的环境好像很大的风浪的时候
，When our environment is like the wind and the waves，
你要怎么办
？What do we do？
所以二十七节讲他们的智慧无法可施。
So verse 27, they were at their wits' end。
这个英文叫 wits 是什么？小聪明啊！你人多聪明哦。一旦进到苦难里面，你就发现你怎么聪明，你都想不出一条路出来。
So this means that no matter how smart we are, we cannot find a way out.
那你聪明想不出处，你怎么办？就呼求神。
And when you cannot figure out a solution, what do? You cry out to God.
所以二十八节啊，苦难中呼求神啊，然后他把他们从祸患中领出来。
So 28, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress.
所以是狂风止息，波浪就平静。
So he caused the storm to be still, so that the waves of the sea were hushed.
然后三十节，他们就开始又活着欢喜快乐的生活。
And so in verse 30, then they were glad because they were quiet and they lived a life of joy.
所以我们人有四种的困境。
So there are four types of adversity.
第一个在旷野漂泊。
The first is the wandering in the wilderness.
找不到可安歇的地方。
You cannot find an inhabited city.
第二个被死跟罪捆绑。
The second is being enchained by sin and death.
第三个病痛。
Third are sicknesses.
第四个有不测的风云说一生所要发生的风暴。
Fourth is the unpredictable wind and waves of life.
到最后一个人没路可走，不晓得怎么办，只有一条路。呼求神。
At the end, when there is no other way to take, we do not know what to do. The only thing we can do is to cry out to God.
神是好的，神是怜悯的，神就会有回应。
God is good and merciful, and He will hear.
好，我们现在来看我们所拜的这一位神。
Now we will see the God whom we worship.
我们现在看三十二节。
Let's read verse 32.
请。
They shall also exalt him in the congregation of the people, and praise him at the seat of the elders.
33.
He turns rivers into a wilderness, and springs of water into a thirsty ground. 34. And a fruitful land into a salt waste, because of the wickedness of those who dwell in it.
有时候我们常常会感觉到环境改变，你没有办法控制。
A lot of times we feel that if the environment changes, we have no control over it.
那环境为什么会改变？
Why would the environment change?
如果我们看这个三十三十三跟三十四。
If we read 33 and 34.
它使江河变成旷野。
He turns rivers into a wilderness.
叫水泉变成干枯之地。
He turns springs of water into a thirsty ground.
34. 他使肥地变为咸地。
He turns a fruitful land into a salt waste.
那这个改变是什么？神让他改变。
And so it was God who caused this change.
本来搬到一个地方，想象得很好，但到最后没有这么好啊。
So we moved to a place, and we imagined that it would be very good, but it turns out that it's not so good.
你本来要投资下去，但是投资下去以后，你发现环境又不一样了。
You're going to invest, but after our investment, it seems as if the environment has changed.
这是谁改变？神改变。
And it is God who caused the change.
这个你没有办法预测，也没有办法控制。
This we cannot predict, and that we cannot control.
为什么人生会有风浪？
So why are there why is there wind and waves in our lives?
但是这个神如果我们再看下去，
but this God
又很奇妙，
is very miraculous.
我们看三十五节，
verse 35.
他使旷野变为水泉，叫旱地变为水泉。
He turns a wilderness into a pool of water.
所以神也可以改变环境啊，旷野变成水潭，旱地变为水泉。
So God can also turn a wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into springs of water.
36节
verse 36.
他使饥饿的人住在那地，好建造可住的城市。
He has the hungry live there so that they may establish an inhabited city.
然后37节。
Verse 37.
有种田栽葡萄园得享所出的土地。
And so fields and plant vineyards and gather a fruitful harvest.
所以如果神改变了周围环境，
So if God changes our environment,
你会发现很多我们意想不到的福气就一直来。
then we notice that there are many blessings that we did not think would come.
哦，然后，啊，那我看三十八节。
Read 38.
啊，赐福给他们，叫他们生养众多，啊，也不叫他们的牲畜减少。
He also blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and he does not let their cattle decrease.
哦，所以我们所拜的这个神呢、啊？
So the God whom we worship.
哦，他可以改变我们环境。
He can change our environment.
啊，因为他掌管一切。
Because he controls all things.
啊，所以啊，我们人生啊，最重要是什么？
So in our lives, what is the most important thing?
最重要就是要追求神跟我们同在。
We have to pursue for God's abidance.
我们看三十九节。
Let's read verse 39. When they become few and lowly because of oppression, misery, and sorrow.
好，四十节。
40. He pours contempt upon noblemen and makes them wander in a pathless wasteland. 41. But he sets the needy securely on high, away from affliction, and makes his families like a flock.
哦，这里讲君王，神可以让他蒙羞，但是穷乏人，神可以让他安置在高处。
So he can make noblemen and make them. Make them wander in a pathless wasteland, and he can securely set the needy securely on high.
所以，患难中我们的希望就是向神呼求。
So the hope we have in our adversity is to cry out to God.
那最后的结论是什么？
What is the final conclusion?
43节。
Verse 43. Who is wise? He is to pay attention to these things and consider the mercy of the Lord.
凡有智慧的必在这些事上留心。
Those who are wise are to pay attention to these things.
所以真的有智慧的人，他的头脑是常常在想神的事情。
So those who are wise will think about the things of God.
怎么过一个神认为对好的生活。
He will think about how to live a righteous life in front of God.
那这样神的慈爱就临到我们。
Then the mercy of God will be upon us.
唱诗。
Sing him.